art is somehow always political, and you chose filmmaking as your tool. So what kind of voice or filmmaking you found to be missing in Israeli cinema, and how did you want to change it?
It's interesting because I think it's the anti-politic of the politic, because it's of course all politic, but I think most of the films that I know in Israel, especially the documentary films, are trying to take a position. They said, okay, we think that the Israel Jewish people are, let's say, the Israeli and the army, it's like what Yeshayahu Leibovich called Yudonazim. So now we're gonna show that all the people who live in the West Bank, in the settlements, are fascist, and they are going to ruin the state of the pure state, the good state of Israel, the pure state of Israel. So they do kind of discrimination. The people who live inside the green, what we call the Green Line 67, and the people who sit outside. So it's kind of essay films, but it's kind of also propaganda films for me, because they have an idea, and this is what they're gonna show, and it doesn't matter what are the facts or what do they really find, beside to prove what they think in advance. The other film that deal with the story of Palestinian and Israel and Palestine is the opposite. It's kind of propaganda that the Jewish who live in the, they are the real, the true pioneer. They are the true Zionists. They do what should be done, and they are the voice of truth. So in between the two voices that are very dominant, I felt that I want to feel what is happening and understand from first hand, not from what I think they think and things like that. So why do I say it's anti-political film? In its political thing, it's anti-political because it's to ruin all the prejudice, all the propaganda, all the cliche, all the stereotype, and come from very early stage of looking and try to be honest with myself and go to the heart of the darkness where I'm really, really scared, put the camera there, put our body there and stay there and see what is happening. What do I learn? What do I find? Because it's so important for me. I think it's so crucial, this issue in Israel, that more and more people like to avoid what is happening in this specific place, in the West Bank, in the story of Palestinian and Israeli, because you can invent many good ideas of two states for all the idea of two states and things like that, but it's time to go there, it's time to be there, and it's time to listen, to observe and understand, and also erase the idea of novel savage and all this also very orientalist idea, and break the big narratives to small narratives by watching people, by observe them, by live with them, by understanding them, in that case also try to understand myself and not to be afraid of evolving or revealing also self-truth. And it was not very easy because the cinema or the agenda in the filmmaker in Israel, especially documentary filmmakers, is we are good, they are evil. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult that when you go there and then, you show different picture, you show much more complex picture of these people. And I think what was very difficult for many people that they could identify with the settlers, and they could feel for them, and they could feel for them that they are human beings, they have questions, and they even found some roots in their life when they saw them. So it's not so Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll, all this story, something that we are all very much involved in this, and let's face it, and then think again what are the options to solve, if there are options, but at least let's begin to touch in the material. And this is something that I really missed when I saw films about it. It feels like I cannot feel what are the substance matter. It's all ideas, virtual and essays and propaganda, but it's not the substance matter, and I wanted to go there, feel the substance matter, and then interpret it in my own way. But at least I will have some material, some footage, something that it will be more than all I know and I expect, you know, the usual suspect.
I've never heard this. Were you unique with this approach among your friends and colleagues, I mean teachers who were teaching at Sapir?
This approach is very different than the approach in the Israeli cinema nowadays. Less and less people are willing to stay so much time, such a long time with the same people, and let the story reveal from the character instead of telling what is the narrative, what is the story, come for 10, 20 days of shooting and then editing, and then you have your idea on camera. And for us, going there and stay there for such a long time without knowing what will happen, which means that we have to be surprised many times by what has happened, because you have no idea what will happen. So, this method of documentary, especially in such a difficult issue and conflict, it puts you in a position that you are naked or you are very vulnerable. Because in one hand you come with your idea, your approach, your ideology, your belief. And for me is very, very ultra left, if we put it like that, okay? It's ultra left wing, mine.
So you don't deny that you have political opinions?
No, not at all. I totally, but why I'm very vulnerable? Because I'm coming with as much open heart as possible to hear both of the characters, Omar and his family, Avidan and his group. And I find that both of them not just believe in what they say, it's very coherent what they want to say and where it comes from. So gradually the film become from the, not the banal, but the political surface and the anthropological observation to the depths of psychoanalysis, of learning the soul, learning more about the soul, expose something that I couldn't, and I didn't know, I couldn't get it. And it's the soul of the human being. So in that case, I think I'm always prefer to see films that show show things that I'm not, it's very difficult for me to accept or even understand, but I learn from somebody who take me to the edge, to the place where he expose different manifestation of soul. And there I feel, wow, I can breathe. My life or my heart is expand, is larger, is more open to know more, to understand more, to observe more. In a way, for me, it's something that is part of documentary cinema. You remember we had the meeting with Albert Maysles in Sapir, but beforehand we used to, while I was in New York and I lived in Harlem during teaching in Columbia, I lived in Harlem and I met Albert, and we used to meet every 2 weeks in his studio. And I often like to ask him, what do you want? Why did you go to Russia in the 50s, during time of McCarthy? And he was very idealist. He says, in a way, I want to make peace. How do you want to make peace? By exposing, we said that documentary cinema expose complex and honest, genuine reality of the other people in front of the enemy, and then maybe it will help to prevent some of the wars when people will come. So he has the idea why he comes over the wall, okay? And he was also in psychology, Albert Maysles. And for me, maybe the most interesting thing is the psychology, psychoanalysis aspect of the soul. Why people think like that? Where do they want to go? What is their story deep? And that's why those two films gradually go to the inner drama and not to the external drama. To the what we come from, the shallow level of the shallow level of politics, that it's all on the surface, because the under the depths and the underneath, there is something very, very powerful, which is strong, which is much strong. It's the politics is stronger. Sometimes it's the gender, it's the woman, what they do, it's the men, it's the relationships. So this is what I search, and I think less and less people are willing to search this. They want the black and white, they want the, you know, one message, like it works in the media, so now it's also what they want in the documentary, not just in the media. We want one message, very clear, repeating, it doesn't matter if it's new, if it's right or not, if it's fake news or not fake news, go with it and you will succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do the opposite.